Welcome to Cryptocurrency News, where you get the news, not financial advice. In this episode, we're talking about hackers getting paid. Yes, hackers getting paid. And when we say paid, we mean P-A-I-D, as in paid network. Now, this article comes to us from the blockcrypto.com, written by Michael McSweeney. Title says, Crypto Project Paid, P-A-I-D, exploited attacker gains over 2,000 Ether after minting nearly $160 million in tokens. So in other words, the hackers on the paid network created $160 million in paid tokens and promptly sold them for over 2,000 in Ether. Okay, it says paid network, a crypto project that utilizes an Ethereum-based token, has suffered a contract exploit, resulting in the minting of nearly $160 million worth of tokens by the attacker. So they exploited something in the contract. That's kind of like saying you left your house unlocked in a crime-ridden neighborhood and somebody, some burglar, exploited the unlocked door. The article continues. Network data shows that just over 2,000 ETH, Ether, worth roughly $3 million at press time, was obtained by the attacker after some of the 59.7 million minted paid tokens were traded on the decentralized exchange service Uniswap. Roughly 2.5 million paid tokens were sold over the course of 13 transactions, according to EtherScan data. So it sounds like they made off with $160 million worth of tokens and were able to convert approximately $3 million worth of those tokens into Ethereum. Per EtherScan, the mining took place just after 6 p.m. UTC, with the transactions to Uniswap occurring between 6.07 p.m. and 6.27 p.m. The price of paid was trading at roughly $2.86 per token prior to the price plunge, giving the minted tokens a value of about $159.3 million at the time of their creation. The token's price is currently trading at about 32 cents, representing a 24-hour decline of 88%, according to data from CoinGecko. Now that is what I call a drop from 286 down to 32. Liquidity for the token had hovered around $3 million on Uniswap prior to the exploit. There is now roughly $316,000 in liquidity available. Paid Network describes itself on its website as an ecosystem DAPP that leverages blockchain technology to deliver DeFi-powered smart agreements to make businesses exponentially more efficient. Well, if you're claiming that you're going to make people exponentially more efficient, but your program is exploitable to the tune of $160 million, you might have some issues. Just my opinion, not financial advice. It goes on, it says, a message to the paid network team was not immediately returned as of press time. That's some interesting stuff. Now, this is the stuff that we've talked about many times in this program, about the DeFi platforms that are springing up like mushrooms all across the Ethereum blockchain, even across Cardano, even looking at Bitcoin blockchain. But the problem is these little platforms so oftentimes have to have central management. They have programs written by people. People make mistakes, and sometimes other people find those mistakes and apparently exploit those mistakes to the tune of $160 million. Now, so far, $3 million of that theft have been redeemed, apparently, by the hackers, but it looks to say that there is $157 million in stolen value out there roaming around. So that's that. The lesson from this, I believe, is that if we're going to invest in these DeFi platforms, we have to understand the risk that's involved, not just the risk that we might face if governments decide to regulate it, not just the risks that we might face from projects going bankrupt, but the risks that you face that the programs that you're investing in, because this is what this is actually a computer program written to operate on a blockchain. That program could have flaws in it, and those flaws could be exploited by people with ill intent, people with the intent to steal your tokens. So Although we see some of these projects, you know, tokens going from pennies to dollars in the course of a few months, and people think, wow, you know, we kind of get that feeling of FOMO going on, that feeling of fear of missing out. At the same time, you have to be cautious. That's just common sense. And that's why, you know, I just bring you the news here. Don't bring you the financial advice. Don't tell you what to invest in. Don't tell you where to put your money at. That's completely up to you. But you can see from articles like this, Crypto Project Paid exploited for $160 million. You can see that, yes, indeed, while these companies can offer tokens that bring quick returns, they can also offer projects that bring quick losses to the tune of $160 million, in fact. Until next time, this is your cryptocurrency news, not financial advice.